Probably the first one is compression schemes for facsimile transmission. It makes fax machine operate faster, because if you don't compress the information, it will take a lot of time to transmit, and you will pay a higher bill for the transmission cost.
It's perhaps analogous to the slow computers. Today we have very fast computers up to Pentium, and years ago we had the very slow ones, 286, and we know that the old ones take much longer to process information. And through compression, you can make the information package more dense, so you're transmitting more information, more data, within a given period of time.
Right. Nowadays, we compress video, we compress medical images, we compress all kinds of information just for the efficiency of the resources.
People are getting to see video transmission over the internet now, for example, and this is the kind of technique which permits that.
Exactly. Despite the congestion you have on the internet, video communication, visual telephony is possible, and it is based on compression.
We have to remember that even the internet, as sophisticated as it is, all of these complex, beautiful quality graphics and so on, are using nothing more than ordinary telephone lines, the same thing we use for the hand telephone we've had for generations. So your technology has made it possible to squeeze so much more signal and information necessary into that same restricted telephone line. That's the secret.
Exactly. That's the key point.
You've been working on a system of watermarking, as it's called, video material, for example, ordinary video, commercial video tapes, because pirating is such a big problem. And there is a way that you found out to put a hidden mark on there which cannot be altered or changed. How far have you come now? Is this indeed ready to be implemented?
Yes, it is implemented in a number of cases. We have a few licenses we sign with material production companies, and we are in process of starting a spin-off who will exploit all this new technology, not only for video, but for black and white documents, which are very important also. In fact, any electronic document that needs to be protected.
And you still have a lot of work ahead of you, I can see. You're
yeah.
A busy man.
Yeah, I still have official 12 years to my retirement, and I hope I will be able to continue to contribute. They design probably the top quality PCs in the world. They are very good in PC design. They are by far the best manufacturer for printers. And the next step is digital photography at home.
That's already starting in a small way anyway.
Yes, but if you have a digital photograph camera, you have your PC and printer, you won't like to wait 5 minutes to download the picture from the camera to the PC and wait another 15 minutes to print on the printer.
So what you're trying to do is speed up the whole process of digital imaging in that case, which is very slow at the moment.
Exactly. And in fact, if it stays like this, it will never have a market penetration and people will not be interested in it. It should be as fast as a Polaroid camera, and it should give a much higher quality, and it should also offer the user all the possible manipulations in the PC, so that, for example, he can take a picture on the beach and paste it on a snowy background on the winter, and make calendars, make cards. The whole range of processing will be available to the user.
And industry always wants quick results. How fast can you deliver these?
We just started working on, and we have a work plan with milestones and deliverables. So by the end of the first year, we already plan to have a number of results which can improve the existing situation.
And we could expect something to appear in the marketplace within a couple of years in that case.
I hope so.